All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Al-Hakim narrated from the root of Ibn Umar that the Messenger of Allah said, "The one who desires to envision the day of judgment, let him read Surat At-Takwir." Allah Ta'ala said, "Iza ash-shamsu kuwirat." Ibn Abbas said it means when the sun loses its light and becomes dark. The scholars of interpretation said the sun will shrivel and enfold and then will be thrown into hellfire. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ. When the stars scatter and drop and lose their light. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. When the mountains are wrenched out from the earth and leveled as earth was first created without mountains or valleys. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. عِشَار is the plural of عُشَرَاء, which is the she-camel 10 months pregnant. Such a camel is very precious to her owners, yet they have to leave her unattended, without a shepherd, and without one milking her, because they are overwhelmed by other matters. This similitude alludes to the day of judgment when no one pays any heed to what he used to have. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. This refers to when the beasts are gathered after resurrection. Ibn Abbas said the beasts will be gathered on that day to take their due from one another, after which they will turn into soil. Although the beasts are not accountable for their deeds, still this happens to elucidate the justice of the Creator. This ayah also carries an explicit proof that animals have souls. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. Imam al-Bukhari commented in his Sahih that al-Hasan said the ayah means the water of the oceans will dry out without any drop left. Ali ibn Abi Talib and Ibn Abbas said sujjirat means will be lit in a blaze. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. Imam al-Bukhari narrated in his commentaries that Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say about the meaning of this ayah, the man among the people of paradise will join his equal, and the man among the people of hellfire will join his equal. Then he recited the saying of Allah in Surah As-Saffat, أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. This ayah means, assemble those who committed iniquities along with their associates. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. This ayah refers to the abhorrent practice of some during the era of ignorance of burying the female infants born to them while they were still alive. The man preferred to kill his own female infant out of fear that she might be disgraced if captured in a raid or sold into slavery, or out of fear of poverty. The honorable people at the time refrained from such a practice and stopped others from doing it. The significance of her being asked is to severely reprimand the doer of such an abhorrent deed. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. This is a narrative of the statement with which she would be addressed. Her reply would be, "I was murdered for no reason." By this, the abhorrence of the act stands out and the murders would be clearly exposed. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. Al-Qurtubi and Al-Mawardi said, the meaning is, the book in which the angels record the good and bad deeds of those concerned will be folded by death, and then laid open again on the day of judgment. Then every person will stand at his book and learn what is written in it, and would say, "This book wondrously does not skip, counting neither a small nor an enormous matter." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.